everybody. You are listening and tuned in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living here on Ask the Experts Weekend. My name is Dr. Natalie Yaley. I'm a board-certified doctor of chiropractic, clinical thermography technician, and certified by the American Academy of Thermology as a physician certified to interpret thermography images. The Take Two Healthcare Clinic is located at 5777 Far Hills Avenue, and you can reach us on the phones at 937-433-3241. That is our clinic number. So if you like what you hear and you have some questions or some thoughts, or you want to come in and get tested, maybe do a thermography imaging session. Again, you can give us a call at 937-433-3241. We got a lot of exciting things going on in the clinic, upcoming and exciting, current and exciting. We now offer a new neurological panel that you can test in the blood. Now, if you're not familiar with Take Two Healthcare, we are all doctors of chiropractic. I myself have been in the clinic for 14 years, going on 15 here. And Dr. Merkel started the clinic over about 40 years ago. Don't want to give his age out, but the clinic is established, and we've treated thousands and thousands of people. Not just from the Dayton area, though. Everything, or not everything, but all of our lab testing that we do can be done remotely. And so that was really beneficial during COVID, especially when a lot of people weren't coming into the clinic. We can do everything over the phone. You go to LabCorp to get your blood drawn. We can send you any hair test kits for toxic element testing that you can do yourself. And we can review everything over the phone and or through Zoom. So all of our laboratory testing that we specialize in is offered remotely as well, which is very helpful for people who work full time or have children and have difficulty getting a sitter. So we do specialize, although we are all doctors of chiropractic, we specialize in clinical laboratory testing with comprehensive blood tests and toxic element testing. And so a lot of times our radio program that we do here once a week that you're listening to now, we're here every Saturday from 11 to noon. A lot of times we go over different case studies, different health topics, a lot of laboratory testing and what it all means. Because to be quite honest with you, I can't tell you how many patients go and get their annual physicals and are not told or are confused about their results. So we take it a little bit more personal. We sit down with our patients, really try to get down to the root cause of everything. Appointments can last between a half hour to an hour and a half long, depending on the case. So we really do try to make it unique and personal for the patient. That way they understand where they're at as far as their health-wise goes and what to do to fix it. There's a lot of things I want to go over with you today. I haven't been on air with you for quite some time. Spring went by way fast, summer went by way fast, and now we're here in the fall. So personally, I've moved from the baseball fields to the football fields. My husband coaches, my brother coaches. I've coached my daughter in soccer, coached my son in basketball. So we're really, like personally, I'm really into staying active, really into athletic nutrition or athlete nutrition as well. My whole family is. That's really what got me into doing what I do. So you have to practice what you preach. And here at Take Two Healthcare, we all do that. And so like I was saying, there's a lot of new exciting promotions, new panels, just some things we try to keep on top of at the clinic. We are offering a new neurological panel. There'll be more information coming about that. It is offered, but there'll be more information later on that we'll go over because it's very extensive. And when I say neurological panel, think risk factors for Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's. A lot of blood tests are being FDA approved and proven to help with a prognosis of those certain diseases. And we do have options on how to improve that as well. In the month of October, believe it or not, that's right around the corner, we are offering 10% off all thermography services. So thermography is an FDA approved tool used to detect breast cancer in conjunction with other screening tools. So when you use thermography with mammography, ultrasounds, breast MRIs, and self-palpitation, the risk, or I'm sorry, the the likelihood of finding cancer earlier goes way up into the 90th percentile. Thermography is non-invasive. There's no radiation, no compression. So women, if you're outdated with your thermography imaging, or if you've never had one, I highly recommend to get a baseline study. We are doing 10% off in October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Later on in the show, I'm going to be going over how estrogen has been blamed for causing breast cancer, when actually new science and new research is showing that progesterone is actually a higher risk factor. Really interesting stuff. So I'm going to leave plenty of time for that. So new neurological panel, 10% off thermography during the month of October. And we've also updated our advanced coronary panel. The advanced coronary panel runs about 25 different enzymes now that can predict atherosclerosis, cardiovascular disease, stroke, and then it also breaks down your omegas 3, 6, and 9s. There are several markers in there that tell us if you're eating too much meat and or dairy. There's a marker in there that tells us how thin or thick your blood is. There's a marker in there that tells us how hard your heart is having to pump to circulate blood. So there's all these things that you can test in the blood non-invasively that can show you where you're at as far as your arterial health goes and whether or not you need to increase or decrease your heart healthy omegas. So we're running all of that. Really interesting stuff. Some of it's not cheap, but we are very upfront about pricing. So if you have any questions about that, just give the office a call. Okay. So like I said, I want to be sure I leave plenty of time to go over some of this research that I've been doing, because most women, when they get a mammogram, they come back with results that tell them whether or not they have density in their breast tissue. And density, the problem with breast density is that on a mammogram, it shows up white, but so do tumors. And so oftentimes radiologists can miss a tumor or mistaken a tumor because they're pretty much unsure what they're seeing. So my question that I've been pondering is, does menopause affect mammography readings? And the answer is yes. And so does the timing of when you get a mammogram. And this is all because of progesterone, believe it or not. Most people put the blame on estrogen for causing breast cancer, but progesterone is a problem too. So if you are still menstruating, progesterone is at its highest on day 21 after you ovulate. So if you get mammograms, ideally you should get one when progesterone is low, which is the first half of your cycle. And this is because progesterone can increase breast density. And so when you have less breast density, the accuracy and the discomfort, the accuracy improves and the discomfort decreases. So believe it or not, density of the breast can change within the month if you're still menstruating. Breast density can change throughout your menstrual cycle due to hormonal fluctuations. So in the second half of your cycle, you have higher progesterone, meaning higher breast density. So these changes that can occur within a month, they're very minimal, but the increase in breast density can be between 1 to 7%, which is actually, 7% is pretty high, because density will lower the accuracy of a mammogram. And nearly 40% of women over 40 actually have dense breast tissue. So the best time to get a mammogram, if you do get a mammogram, is the second half of your cycle. The first half of your cycle before progesterone goes up. Okay? After you ovulate, progesterone is at its highest. So wait until around the time that you're supposed to start your period to get a mammogram done if you want a better accuracy. Now, the best thing about thermography that we do at Take Two Healthcare is that density does not affect the readings of a thermogram. Okay? So that's why women with dense breasts, it's highly recommended to get a thermogram in conjunction with the other testing that you're doing. So If you have not gone through menopause, the best time to get imaging done is the first half of your cycle, because that's when progesterone is at its lowest, because progesterone can mimic and or cause and or elevate higher density in the breast tissue. Higher density then decreases the accuracy of your mammogram. So I hope this is all making sense. Now, what happens after menopause? After menopause, progesterone drops dramatically, nearly stops, just because it doesn't, the ovaries produce it. They stop producing it after menopause. So after menopause, the breasts are less dense, or should be, which should improve the clarity of a mammogram. So like I said, the density shows up white on a mammogram, but so does cancer. So it makes it hard for the radiologist to see. So that's why it's recommended in patients that have gone through menopause, they're most likely to detect breast cancer at that time, because that's when the density of the breast tissue is less. However, there's a factor in here. Many women go on hormone replacement therapy during menopause. So what happens then? What are most women taking? Most women are taking a combination of estrogen and progesterone. Well, guess what? Mammography density increases. Mammographic density, yes, of the breast tissue increases more with the combination of estrogen and progesterone when using hormone replacement therapy rather than just estrogen alone. So what that means is women who have gone through menopause, the breast density should be lower, which improves the accuracy of a mammogram. However, if you're on hormone replacement therapy, if you are on a combined therapy with estrogen and progesterone, the density will be even higher than if you were using estrogen by itself, if you're doing hormone replacement therapy. And a lot of women who have gone through or are going through menopause are on hormone replacement therapy to take control over hot flashes, night sweats, weight gain, mood, memory, sleep. So this is a problem. And it's not just estrogen, it's progesterone as well. So don't tune away. We do have to cut to a short break. You are tuned in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks again for tuning in to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living. And we are here every Saturday from 11 to noon. You are listening to Dr. Natalie Haley. I have been with the practice now going on 15 years, board certified in chiropractic. I was looking at something. Clinical thermography technician and approved by the American Academy of Thermology for physician interpretation. That's a lot to say. I'm trying to get it all in today. I have so much to go over with you. I have a really cool case study that I don't want to miss. And like I said earlier, I know I'm going over a lot of women's health topics, but it's a little bit more of a niche for myself. Being the female practitioner in the clinic, I feel like I'm a little bit more invested in it, I guess is the best to say. Believe me, all of our doctors are great, but women with hormone issues, breast health history, issues, weight gain, menopause symptoms, I treat a lot of that. I haven't gone through quite a bit of that, but I've had 3 children, and we all have mood swings, right? So I'm blaming it on hormones. And now what I want to get into next is this does relate to the male health as well. I want to get into endocrine disruptors. Fancy word for chemicals, okay? We are exposed to these every day. And the problem with these is that they can increase the number of estrogen receptor cells. So these estrogen disruptors are chemicals are in our environment, in our foods, can come from your water source, plastics, pesticides, herbicides, cosmetic, cookware. Even fat cells mimic estrogen. So I'll tell you, I run hormone panels on males all the time, mainly if they're either fatigued, low libido, low sex drive, inability to gain muscle. They want to see their testosterone levels. But I test estrogen. And believe it or not, many males are high in estrogen because of these endocrine disruptors. Now, what does this have to do with breast health and thermography and and mammography is that the more estrogen you are exposed to from these chemicals, the more cancerous receptor cells you may have. And the more cells you have, the more risk of mutation that can occur, because cancer cells can multiply rapidly. So this can accumulate over a person's lifetime. Endocrine disruptors actually reduce progesterone synthesis. So endocrine disruptors or chemicals reduce progesterone making by interfering with or blocking progesterone receptors. So an estrogen positive and a progesterone negative breast cancer diagnosis has the worst prognosis due to not being responsive really to hormone treatment. And the reason why that can be is because these chemicals in our environment falsely, quote unquote, raise your estrogen levels, because these chemicals can mimic estrogen in the body. The more estrogen you have, the more cancerous cells you can have. The more cancerous cells you have, the more division of those cells, and they thrive off estrogen. And what they do is they reduce progesterone. So that's what makes the breast cancer diagnosis worse if you have a higher estrogen or if you're estrogen dominant, which most of them are. So it can be very confusing because most people put the blame on breast cancer as being estrogen positive, which is true because we are all exposed to chemicals that mimic estrogen. The higher estrogen you have, the less progesterone you have, because there's an imbalance. And it works for both males and females. I know I'm talking about breast cancer, but for example, look at prostate cancer. Most prostate cancers thrive off of testosterone from a hormone imbalance. So it all works together. That's why we never test, you know, one test alone. You know, what would be the point of testing just a PSA for prostate if you're not going to test testosterone? So now that we know a little bit more about the role of estrogen, progesterone, endocrine disruptors or chemicals, and how it all affects the breast tissue and other areas of our body, what do we do about it? All right, this is all great information. Well, number one, get a thermogram. Like I said, we're offering 10% off in October. Women, you need to get a breast thermogram, at least as a breast risk assessment. Get a baseline study. And what we look at is, if you are very vascular, tumors need a blood supply, right? The blood supply is seen by the vascularities that show up on a thermogram. So we sit down and go over the images together. It can be confusing at first, but a baseline study would be very good to do. Number two, male and female, get a hair test. Find out what you're being exposed to. Lead, mercury, arsenic, aluminum, uranium, all of these are byproducts from those endocrine disruptors we were talking about. Plastics, herbicides, pesticides, we're all exposed to them. So get a hair test, find out how much you are being exposed to and how well you are eliminating these metals. Because if you're not eliminating the chemicals in these endocrine disruptors that you're exposed to, if you're not eliminating them, they will store in the body. They will cause cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's, ADD. So get a hair test. Obviously, get a blood test. We really push it. I know it's what we do. It's our niche. I get it. But if what we did didn't work, we wouldn't promote it so much. We wouldn't demand it on our patients. Get a comprehensive blood test. Test your hormones. Get a cancer panel. I really hate to use the word cancer panel and cancer markers, because they are inflammatory markers that are specific for different tissues. So there's a PSA for the prostate. There's two specific ones for the breast. There's one for colon cancer, liver cancer, pancreatic cancer, testicular cancer, gastrointestinal disorders. So you can get all these done in the blood, see where they're at. They're not genetic markers, but they'll be high if those tissues are inflamed. If those tissues are inflamed, you have to ask yourself, why? Is it hormone related? Is it chemical related? Is it diet related? And so that's what all of our testing will show us. All right, the other thing you can do is drink clean water. You're ingesting so much water every day, hopefully. It has to be filtered, because I have had so many patients test their water and it comes back high in arsenic. There's a couple case studies on our website. Please check them out. again, you don't know what you don't know. So if you're not testing your water, at least filter it. We do recommend reverse osmosis filtration. So get that done. Try to avoid plastics. That's like the number one endocrine disruptor out there. So get this. The amount of plastic produced in 1950 was 2 million tons. In 2022, it was 475 million tons. And it's projected to triple by the year 2060. So what do you do if you're being exposed to plastics? You have to, you can test a hair test, but you have to take chelating supplements such as chlorella and spirulina. They're easy to find. Wash your fruits and vegetables. Those are just saturated with chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, especially if you're not buying organic. There's this fruit and vegetable wash that I use. It's called FIT, F-I-T. I get it in the produce section at Kroger. Just soak your lettuce, vegetables, fruits in it. It even makes them taste good. I will tell you, though, when you take off the layer of the pesticides or whatever's on the produce, it won't last as long. So you got to eat it right away. Consume organic meats if you can. You never know what those cows are eating. You don't know what their water they're drinking. You don't know what you don't know, right? So if you can buy organic, great. Get the cleaner meats. Try to avoid dairy as well, because again, if the dairy is a cow's milk, or cheese, cow's milk, yogurt, sour cream, cottage cheese, if you're getting dairy from a cow that you don't know, you know, if they've been injected with things or what they're eating or drinking, you're getting all of either those hormones or the chemicals. So I know it's hard to do. We just got to do our best. But we're all exposed to chemicals on a daily basis, which can disrupt our hormones, which can cause cancer, not just breast cancer. And breast cancer nowadays, not just being caused by estrogen, but is also being caused by lower progesterone levels, because when progesterone's not available, hormone treatment therapy isn't really approachable. So it's a worse prognosis. However, when you have higher progesterone levels, the mammography readings are, the clarity's not there. So what do? You get a thermogram, maybe an ultrasound, depending on your family history. There's lots of other things you can do than just mammography alone. So I never tell my patients, don't rely on mammography alone. Don't rely on a thermogram alone. Believe me, I always push my patients to get laboratory testing. If we need to get an ultrasound, I can order those. So never rely on one test alone. And that's why we run these panels the way we do. All right, so I hope all that made sense. I'm going to put a recap on our Facebook page today. So just to kind of break things down into further detail about when to get a mammogram, if you're getting them, the best time to do that is before ovulation. If you've gone through menopause and you're on hormone replacement therapy, you may still have dense breast tissue. And density shows up white, and so do tumors. So there's a lot of information we went over. It can be very confusing, but what I'm trying to get at is estrogen is not solely responsible for your breast cancers these days. Progesterone's a problem too. Endocrine disruptors and toxic chemicals are a culprit as well. So it's good to just kind of get a big picture of where you're at, test properly, and then go from there. All right, so I'm going to change the topic quick, because when we come back from our break that we'll have to do in a few short minutes, I want to be sure that I finish this case study with you, because this case study is about a 71-year-old female that was on Ozempic. And Ozempic is a very new common drug for diabetic patients and or weight loss. And there's other of these prescriptions out there that are used for the same reason as well. It's just this was the specific one that she was on for her diabetic status. And she had been getting her lab testing done with me twice a year since 2003. All of a sudden, this June, her liver enzymes were sky high. All right. Hope I keep you on the edge of your seat. I got to cut to a short break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to Take Two Healthcare, your guide to a better living, here on Ask the Experts Weekend. I'm Dr. Natalie Yaley. Don't tune